Thoughts are finer forces.
Thought is a finer force. This is applied to us by food. If you read Khandogya Upanishad, the dialogue between Adalaka and Svataka too, you will understand this point well. If the food is pure, thought also becomes pure. He who has pure thought speaks very powerfully and produces deep impression on the minds of the hearers by his speech. He influences thousands of persons through his pure thoughts. A pure thought is sharper than the edge of a razor. Entertain always pure, sublime thoughts. Thought culture is an exact science. Thoughts as wireless messages. Those who harbor thoughts of hatred, jealousy, revenge and malice are verily very dangerous persons. They cause unrest and ill will amongst men. Their thoughts and feelings are like wireless messages broadcast in ether, and are received by those whose minds respond to such vibrations. Thought moves with tremendous velocity. Those who entertain sublime and pious thoughts help others, who are in their vicinity and at a distance also.